All right, do we have anyone?
No, nothing has come in, but from our pool of questions that we so handily have, and because judgment is such a strong part of toxic relationships, could you talk about judgments and why humans judge everything so much?
All right. Yes, that really is a big piece of it. Most of the times, big to-dos, big blow-ups, big agitations, arguments, and hostilities will be just replete with judgments. They'll be filled with judgments. But the way to get anger out is to judge. Now, a lot of times we'd say that what you want in a relationship, very often, coming from a child's point of view, is that you would like the behavior of the other person to be different. So, in a sense, if that person is going to act just however they damn well please, it's not suitable to you, you don't particularly like it, you're going to judge them that they don't know how to love good enough. They don't love you, okay. They're not nice to you. They're not good people. And in so doing, I mean, this is when you're a child, you even learn this. And of course, in adolescence and the teen years, boy, do you know, learn how to judge. It's like almost a daily course on judgment, is how to target, to peg people so that you can, by contrast, look really better. Because you want your image to look pure and sparkling, whereas they are the bad person. And it's all their fault that your life sucks. That's the typical adolescent point of view, right? So you learn how to judge others, thinking that if you judge them, then they will somehow or another try to please you and they'll work harder to please you, or else at least you'll come out looking better. You'll smell like a rose. They're going to come out looking terrible, and then you're going to feel justified. Then you're going to feel that, okay, you know, I'm right. And because I'm right, I feel safer, I feel stronger, I feel more capable, I somehow or another, life is better because I'm right. Now, that's judging other people. But the biggest judgment that you can have is for yourself. And part of the reason that people judge other people is because it's kind of like an overflow of self-judgment. That the judgments that you have of yourself, you know, it's like, okay, you get tired of judging yourself, so you want to judge somebody else for a while, just to give yourself a break. Instead, we would recommend to forgive yourself. You don't even have to judge yourself. You don't have to go at yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up psychically, emotionally. But if you can forgive yourself, if you can say, look, I thought this was the way I needed to do it. I thought this is what I had to do in order to be happy, in order to feel right, and so on. And if you can kind of let go of that whole thing about being right, which and doing things correctly and doing things better than other people and being all that kind of the rules, knowing the rules, following the rules, and so on and so on. If you can kind of put that aside for just a little while and start to just really like yourself, just to love yourself, just to care about you, you'll take so much pain and suffering out of you. If you can focus on you, then you won't take all that pain and suffering and just throw it at other people. Because every time you judge somebody else, you're sticking yourself. You're judging. You're limiting yourself. Every time you make a judgment about life, you create a limiting concept or belief. Every time you start explaining and rationalizing, you know, why they can't do this, and why the relationship doesn't work, or why you're not getting good business, blah, 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 and you get all these rationales and so on. Those are judgments. And if you think, okay, that explains it, that's monkey mind, of course, explaining it, you'll find that those judgments turn out to be limiting beliefs. And somewhere down the road, you're going to regret that you decided that this is the way it was, that you were right, that this is the way it was, and it's so limiting. And people are so bad, and this person is so, that's just the way people are, and this blah, 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 blah. Or that, you'll find that you will be the one limited, because you'll be living around with all these impossible people. Oh, poor you. Right? And that's just an example of trying to avoid judging yourself. But instead, don't go there. Don't judge others. Don't judge yourself. Stop judging. When you stop judging, you'll awaken to incredible freedom. You'll bust your limits. All those limitations will dissolve. Your reality will start to have more and more magic, incredible synchronicities, beautiful gifts for you. But judgment, you'd rather be right or you'd rather be limited than to allow yourself to receive magic. So today, give yourself permission to stop judging. And by judging, we don't mean evaluating circumstances and getting discerning about things. We're talking about criticizing, critiquing, and setting up limiting beliefs, limiting ideas, and limitations so that you can prove that you're right. That's the kind of judgments we suggest you end. All right? All right, so is there another question, or is that...
Yes, there is. I'm dialing.
All right. So many people underestimate the power of judgment to keep themselves trapped in limiting circumstances. Hello?
Well, it seems that the person who wanted to ask a question is now on the other line, so I wasn't able to reach her.
All right, but didn't we hear someone say hello?
No.
No? All right.
No, you didn't hear anybody say hello.
All right. Ah, the joys of technology and timing, yes.
It's the joys of technology and timing. I'm just going to try again.
All right, why not?
Okay, I'll
patch
you in.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Galexis. It's Jessica. I have a question about... I'm really enjoying everything you're saying, and it's something I've been working with for a while, healing things with my family.
Anything louder?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you speak a little bit louder? Because we didn't hear your name or your...
Jessica.
All right. Oh, yes. All right.
Oh, sorry about that. I appreciate everything you're saying, and I've been working on healing things with my sister, and it's very hard for me not to get triggered, and I've gotten better and better about it. But my question has to do with, I feel that it seems to me very clearly that she's bipolar or has some kind of real mental illness issues. She gets very upset if I try to ask her about that. She doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to get it checked out. And she reacts from a place where she almost goes crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of craziness. So I'm not quite sure if that is something that makes a difference in everything you said, or if I just need to Well, or what?
Well, you need to understand that she has her own idea what's right, which is her judgments, right? She's figured out that she's right and everybody's wrong, and she's going to hold that position regardless. Okay?
Yes.
So anything that you say, you know, she's going to basically say no.
Absolutely.
All right, so there are a lot of people who are just, you know, no-sayers, right, or naysayers, and they do it to protect themselves emotionally, because if she were to think that she weren't right, or she couldn't prove herself to be right, or she couldn't manipulate the circumstances so that she would turn out being right, she'd be terrified that she would be incompetent, incapable of handling her life. She would be overwhelmed. She wouldn't know what to do with it. So she has taken this particular tactic. This is not mental illness. It may be a bit neurotic, but it's not mental illness. Right? What it really is a tremendous amount of fear, terrible fear and insecurity, which is covered up by this kind of exterior and very sensitive to anything anybody says. She doesn't like the fact that she's so sensitive and takes everything personally. So basically, if she's going to react, she wants to blame it on the other person so that she can come across looking good. Then the other person will take, if the other person will, take the guilt, that person then will try to mollify, placate, adjust to her, and then she'll feel safe for a little while longer. It's all an illusion of safety, of course, because she just really doesn't feel safe at all.
I agree with all that.
Hello?
Yes?
I just missed that last little piece. I don't know what happened. I agree with everything you're saying, but her level of reaction is very bipolar, where she goes crazy, gets stuck on one thing, and it's way beyond fear and righteousness. It's really craziness.
And all right. Well, you have to look at how you respond to it, because see, you're trying to figure her out. In other words, you're giving her the power of your orientation. You've made her your reference point. When you're dealing with her, you just have to recognize that's what she likes to do. That's her MO. And her MO is intended to shut you up, to push you away, to make you kowtow, to make you, you know, calm down, to get you out of her fear zone. And some people are just more intense about it than others. Yes, she would find a tremendous amount of happiness if she would allow herself to go to a really good coach or a really good therapist or counselor and really work on this stuff. But of course, once a person is stuck into the right zone, where they have to be right all the time, and they don't want anybody implying anything that they could be wrong in any way, when they get stuck into that, they can get excessive. And that's why she can get bipolar. That's that hypersensitivity about what other people think of her. So anytime you say something that triggers that type of reaction from her, you've got to recognize that you have stepped over some line of hers and you have created a situation where you are threatening her. Now, if you can stay, though, in that sublime state and that resonance of love and compassion for her, she'll blow who knows how many times, but there will come a point and where if you're not resisting, if you're not judging back at her, she will find that you will therefore be oddly, and that we say oddly because it's very strange for her to experience something like that, you'll be oddly safe. She won't know what to do. She'll be disoriented. In the disorientation, you can start to have a relationship that has some semblance of what you might think of as a normal relationship. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand?
You know, it doesn't really, because I've been working, and I have a lot of compassion for her, and I listen to her, and she goes so crazy that what I do is I let her just scream, and I've held onto the phone for as much as a half an hour, just letting her rant and rave craziness.
Oh, a half an hour? Oh,
yeah,
no. That's giving your power away. Don't let her go that long. That's giving your power away, and she's still not feeling that you're hearing her. You know,
that makes her go even more crazy. I remain really calm and say, "I'm sorry, I have to get off the phone if you're going to keep screaming," and that makes her even more angry.
Well, yeah, because now you've just guilt tripped her. Oh, if you're going to keep screaming, well, then I'm going to. It's basically a rejection. You have to be very aware that people who are so hypersensitive to rejection, as she is, that you basically say, sorry, gotta go, click. Don't explain anything that you do. No explanations. Don't try to placate. Don't try to calm her down. Nothing. And when you hang up, then you just do your own internal release. You visualize her, you release your anger at her, you tell her off, blow her up a few times if you need to, and then you forgive her, and then you go on until the next time.
Okay.
Now, that's, you know, where the tire hits the road. That's in the moment. In the moment, to be able to, like, clear up the energy on your side like that. Okay? That's really important to do. Because if you put the phone down and you're sitting there and you're saying, oh my gosh, she's ranting and raving, she's crazy, she just really is off the wall, then you're judging her. You're playing the game of right. I'm right, and she's not. So you want to stay out of that, because your ego will totally encourage you to peg her, to analyze her, to shrink her, as some people say. Don't even be concerned about it. She just goes hysterical when she goes hysterical. So don't think about it that much. You know, let her do her thing, but you get clear. You stay clear. You take your power back. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Make sure that you're aware, that you're conscious, you're in your power, and you can say sometimes, well, you know, I have compassion for you, and I'm not going to listen anymore. Bye. No tone of voice, no implications, nothing. Don't get into the game, because if you say something like, well, as long as you're going to be yelling, I'm going to leave, you're in the game. You've already said, hey, I'm going to play the game with you, and I'm going to do it better than you. Oh, no, you're not, she basically says.
Yes, this is one of my biggest...
This is your toxic relationship to deal with, right?
Yes, oh, it's
family, great. That's the way it is.
And I'm getting much better, and yes, you're right, I do, I can see how I am reacting.
Oh, yes, we're right. Oh, my, thank you. All right, see, it's not about right or wrong, but just understand that when you can get to a place of where you can say, oh, I can just be me, and she can do whatever she needs to do, and I'll say whatever I need to say, but I'm not going to say it in some way to be part of a game. I'm just going to state factually whatever reason I'm contacting her for, or why I'm talking to her, whatever, and just stay kind of calm, whatever, and she can be ranting and raving, and you say, well, I was calling you about such and such, where do you stand with that, you know? You could do that kind of thing, but you have to be in your power, and you have to be out of the game in order to do that. It's quite a challenge, and it's not something you can just you know, instantly do. So you can hear us talking about it and say, oh, yeah, yeah. And then when it comes time to do it, it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot totally about that. And I don't know how to do that. And what do I, oh my, I lost it there. And I, you know, and then you can go through that. You know, don't give yourself a hard time. These are old patterns, really old patterns.
Yeah.
It's not like your sister is like this overnight.
Right.
You've been dealing with this for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
So it's for you, it's going to be a change in which you are at peace, and at some point you can just kind of laugh about it. You don't take it at all seriously. You don't take whatever she does personally. It's like, well, that's my sister. Bless her heart. And that's about it. No judgment, no analyzing. Oh, she needs therapy. She needs to be. Yeah, just about everybody in the country needs a good, you know, coach.
I just get, it's an up and down process for me. I guess where I get confused is about when and how to draw a line when it gets really what I feel is abusive.
Well, it becomes abusive when you accept it as abuse.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And that's as you begin to give your power back to her. See, you're an adult, she's an adult, as far as age is concerned. She may not be acting like an adult. You want to act like an adult, though, no matter what. So, but the thing is that you want to be able just to hold your power, and when you're in your power and when you're in your conscious awareness, you will find that it'll be amazingly much easier for you just to kind of, okay, well, okay, thanks, I'll get back with you later, bye, or whatever. You won't be taking it as an abuse because you're in your power. You understand?
I do. Just recently, several times she calls me up and she just repeats the same question over and over, and I try to answer, but no matter what I say, it's not enough, and that's where it feels like craziness to me. So I have work to do not to get triggered.
Right. That's how she plays the game with you. That's her game opener. And you've bought into it just about every time. You may respond differently, a little bit here, a little bit there, but when she starts in on that same question, then you just say something, just maybe a state break, like, well, I love you too. Or you laugh and you say, oh, that again. You know, take different approaches.
Yeah.
But you have to be in your power to do it. Otherwise, she will take that you are going to play, put the game on a more sophisticated, dangerous level.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't want her to think that. You know, just be easy about it. No big deal. Don't take it as anything big. It's just a quirk. It's your sister's quirk. That's it. You see how minor that seems, and whereas you say, but no, it's not. It's huge. It's major. She's like, no, what part of you is making it huge is the part of you that in the past, you know, gave into it, in the past was manipulated by it, in the past felt hurt by it, right? Mm-hmm. So the present you is the one who has to be present here and say, okay, it really isn't anything. It's just my sister does her thing, and that's what she does. And so she's going to ask me the same question over and over, and I'm going to make up interesting answers, you know, but I'm going to do it with love and humor and compassion, and I'm not going to take anything personally, no matter what she says.
Right.
Right? But it takes practice to do that. Now,
I was just going to say, easier said than done.
It's absolutely. We understand that. It's totally easy for us to say because we see it very clearly as the pattern. But to do it, you have to go against all your knee-jerk automatic responses from years and years and years. You have to go against what your child self is screaming out and your adolescent is crying about and your young adult is whining about. You have to, you know, you have to clear all of that. You have to step out of that and say, okay, I'm going to be here now, the adult in my power and with love and compassion.
Right.
And that's a tough one. But when it's done, it brings such incredible responses and rewards from your reality everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear one, for that question.
Yeah.
We must go.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. All right. So, do we have time for another one, or are we?
No,
are we
that's
okay.
It.
All right. All right. So, thank you, Jessica, for your question, and also those of you who put questions in the pool. We also invite those of you who watch and are listening to send your questions in and put your questions in the pool. You know, some of them are really good questions, and we know that you've got good questions, and we would like to answer those. So please, if you would, do so.